Okay, I just want to tie up this last thread here. We were busy with Menashe, remember? Menashe Harosha, but a proper Rosha. He was the real. He was the archetype Rosha. And his Taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was what? If you answer me now that I'm in serious trouble, then that's a sign that you're a Hashem. But if not, then you're like all the Avodah Zorahs. The Kasha was is what was his Taina? So we saw what his Taina was. If you won't help me, it's because of how evil I am. That means there's a limitation on your rachamim. Then if there's a limitation on your rachamim, no matter how big it is, but then you're the same as the Baal HaAvodah Zarah, because there's a limit to them as well. And we know that Hashem is Ein Gvul. Hashem is infinite, and therefore his rachamim is infinite. And therefore, my evil can't interfere with your rachamim. And Hashem was makabal the taina. Doesn't mean if they're much bigger, much less, smaller, bigger, a lot of them, they're lo mashaneh, they're finite. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's maila is that he's infinite. And therefore Hashem's chesed, Hashem's rachamim is ein gvul. We ended with Son of Pabasia, but Nimsa Shim mitchanen, vafilu mimam kei shol, shochet va'oven, for sure, then you'll be become a b'tshuva. Because Hashem's godless and his chesodov and his rachamim are infinite. Person sincerely calls out to Hashem no matter where he is, no matter how low he's fallen, and lemaisa lo magia lo, doesn't deserve to be heard. But what can Hashem do? Hashem's infinite. Hashem's makabel his words. He'll call me this a tshuva. Hashem says, because if I don't answer him, that's what he told the Malachim. If I don't answer his plea and accept his tshuva, then I've shut the door and everybody wants to do tshuva. Because what's tshuva? What's the essence of tshuva? Hashem's makabel our tshuva. Why? It's from a place of untold chesed and rachamim. Well, why should Hashem accept your tshuva? Told you not to do it, you did it. Now, you do tshuva, Hashem makabels your tshuva. The place where Hashem makabels your tshuva is from this place where he was makabel Menashe's plea. Yeah, we see a living example. That's why I bring it often, the story. Of this aspect of betochen that we're speaking about. Shehiki Menashe midas toivah yisbarach. Ability, balas tachlis. When you recognize how big your problem is, then you have to recognize how big Hashem is. That's what Menashe grasped. Menashe was in serious trouble. You don't get into more trouble than that. First of all, because of the physical matzef he was in, and second of all, because of his avarice. He was a rosh hashanah ein kamoh. He was a murderer. He was a mass murderer. He put a heichel in the. He put a bodas dore mamash in the heichel. Killed his own grandfather. The streets of Yerushalayim flowed with blood, we saw from the altar. There's a proper Rosh. He had no schiyot. And he recognized that. But at the same time, he recognized that Hashem's bigger than that. You're bigger than your history because Hashem's bigger than all of that. If there is this middle of Rachamim Bli Gvul, then for sure Hashem has to answer him. And if he doesn't answer you, then this infinite mid of Hashem's doesn't apply at all. But Tzedek B'Dvarov, he was right. Hashem agreed with him. Because this mid does exist, so Hashem answered Menashe. Okay, we're in the middle of a whole long story which we're not going to be learning, but there's a special tefillah. There's 10 lashonos of tefillah. One of them is called kriya, and that's what where this tickle that we're learning is in the middle of. The krala kodesh baruch hu b'shem hainu shefarish dvarav yifnein izbarach tekhivin dishmoy izbarach hu rachamim b'li gvul. The name of Hashem is rachamim b'li gvul. That's why he uses that name. He used the shame of Hashem that is Racham and Bligvul. You're probably Sovic, Shabasha, MS Shmoyla Ad, Vanish, you didn't, for sure you're going to get answered. He's so Haskell Shaloyanu, and Ainze Shmoy, okay, fine, for said it. The Kuddha, the what came out of Yat, from this whole little shtickle we did, what happened was is we finished Shara Batokan, and I wanted to just put this in because people get very confused in Shara Batokan on this Nakuda. Batokan doesn't mean you don't have problems. Betochen doesn't mean that I call the Sedev, I call Geshmak, I call Yofi. That's not Betochen. There's not Betochen. There's nothing to do with Betochen. What we learned here is that Betochen starts when you recognize how big your problem is. You recognize you have a serious problem. And then you start trying to understand who can help you with your problem. You recognize only Hashem can help you with your problem. And then you start appreciating who Hashem is, how big he is, how much he loves you, how much he cares for you, how capable he is. That's betochen. Betochen is not, well, I don't have a problem, so Hashem yazor. That's not betochen. It's nothing to do with betochen. Betochen is I recognize the enormity of my problem. I'm almost worried about it. And then I start thinking about Hashem, and I start recognizing that Hashem can help me and take care of my problem. Then I have Yishuv Adas and Menuchas and Nefesh. But if it starts with Yishuv Adas and Menuchas and Nefesh, you haven't understood that Hashem gave you the problem in the first place. You have a problem. Hashem Yazdor. Who gave you the problem in the first place? Hashem. So Hashem gave you a problem, said he can take care of it. So why did he give it to you in the first place? He has to take care of it. Now he wants you to do something with that problem. First thing we said here is you have to recognize the enormity of the problem. It's a shit of the Bris Kerov. That's the whole approach to betochen according to this Mahalach. And it also with that we answered what seemingly machlekes between the Chovis and the Vavis and the Goyim about Abotach Hashem Chesed Yisrael Afilu Rosh Hagomel. The same amount of betochen that a tzaddik has is not going to help a Rosh because a Rosh has got a much bigger problem. Menashe's betochen in Hashem had to be much bigger than a tzaddik's betochen. Because a tzaddik magid lo the Yeshua, because he's a tzaddik. Menashe's problem was twofold. The problem, but also his evilness. Why should Hashem take care of him? He's been worshipping out of Avodah Zarah his whole life. And he calls out to all the Avodah Zarah before he comes to Hashem. So why should Hashem take care of him? He's really in trouble. And even he's able to raise his understanding of Hashem to the point where he recognizes, no, even though I am who I am, Hashem still will take care of me. Because that's a recognition of who Hashem really is. That's true to talk. Okay, Ad Kan. Shara Bechina. You want to give the guys a story?
Bring mine.
I didn't know until about 3 minutes ago we were going to be doing it.
Was it Teshuva? What
for sure. That's a whole bunch of letters. Okay, again, it's a Gantz Gemara. That's a whole. Gemara. That's a whole long Gemara. This is Daniel Simcha Shef. It's too scribbled on for me to deal with.
Oh, we need the bottom.
Who was?
In the bottom.
No, but say that's yours. I'll work from here. Okay, so with Zat Hashem Yisburach, we're going to be starting due to public demand on the public. Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina is Shah Staim, the second Shah in, it's on Dap Kuf Chof Tes, is the second Shah in Chavis HaLevavos of the 10 Shah. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. It's easy to get shows.
Go on, I appreciate it. Thank you. Shara Bechina is the stepping stone you need in order to get to Shara Avodas Elokim. And Shara Betochen, which comes after that, that's the fourth Shara, is what you need in order to be an Oved Elokim, which we've seen. Without Betochen, you can't start serving Hashem. But this whole process starts, well, actually starts one Shara before, which is Shara Yichud, is coming to recognize the Yichud of Hashem. We're not going to do that yet. We're going to start with Shara Bechina. You'll see that Shara Bechina is an incredible Pesach gateway to Betochen. Sometimes easier than Shara Betochen to get to Betochen in Shara Bechina. There's a lot of work to be done here. But Baruch Hashem, there's enormous, enormous tools that we were given to those that came before us in the world of Shara Bechina. Fantastic. I said it's easier to get to Betochen through Shara Bechina sometimes than through Shara Betochen. You'll see that Shara Bechina himself is going to tell us is a chedek of Shara Betochen. So we're not stepping out of our, why am I doing this? Because this is a Betochen Vard. We're doing Shara Bechina. What's it going to do with Betochen? Let's do something with Betochen. Yeah, no, we're dealing with Betochen. We haven't stepped out of Betochen for 1 second. You'll see. Coming to recognize Hashem's Chochmah and His greatness and His goodness is a stepping stone that you need in order to be able to get to Betochen. Clear? Amar Amachaba. Oh, the Brian, he always does. He always explains the sequence of his Sefer. Since we have explained in Shara Rishon Shara Sefer, Darche HaChakiru Shel Yichud Elokim B'Leif Sholem, they're using Chakira, he goes in to prove the Yichud of Hashem. V'hoel v'yiz boinenus b'chokhmas haniris b'brua b'yiz b'rachia derech ha'kreve b'yoysa elokhochas mitziyusa. What's the closest, the easiest way to come to recognize the chokhmah of Hashem that's apparent in the Bria? How do you come to recognize and to prove the existence of Hashem? Is to looking at the Chochmah of the Bria, is by investigating the Bria and recognizing that the Bria is an organized, well-designed entity. It's not something that just happened by chance. It screams out, there's more creator. And the more you plummet into the Bria, the more you start recognizing not just that there's a creator, you start understanding who the creator is. You start getting insights into the goodness of the creator, the chesed of the creator. This is the safest way to get to knowledge of Hashem's oneness, His one amitis, whatever that is. That's why after Shara Yichud, you have to enter into the world of Shara Bechina, kedei lahasmich Kol Shah El Hashah Hadoy Melo. We juxtapose the Shah that is similar. You don't know where we are? Huh? Shah Rabbechin in the life toy. Yeah, we're in Shah Rabbechin. Yeah. Ulavi Acha Kol Indian Esenyonim Hashaychim Olov. And then afterwards we'll bring everything that's relevant to Shal Yodem Nakir Eschoivoseinu Lasoik Bavoidus Akeod Isbarat. Because what we're trying to get to ultimately is to recognize the obligation we have to be Eistek in Avodas Hashem. Yeah. As Laman and Borei Tarek, that's why we were created in the first place. Was to serve Hashem. The Moshama Shlomo Melech HaChocham Velokim also she Yivun Mifonov. Milfonov, sorry. Hashem created the world in all that will serve Him. But Yira, that was the reason why we were created, was for Avodas Hashem. Yonakim Tila, Yatovas HaKelis Baruch Lebru, of Lamarot Shem Koylon is Kulam, as an introduction, even though the Toivus of Hashem is applicable to everything in the Bria, despite the fact that they include everything, like it says, Toiv Hashem Lakol, Hashem is good, Lakol to everything, because it's Reiv B'nei Adam Haim Ki Ivri Mila Hakiroiso, Reiv B'nei Adam. Majority of people out there are like blind people, they don't recognize this. The Toiv Hashem Lakol, and we're included in that as well. If you think you're immune from this, then you're really in trouble. And they blinded from really understanding the value of the good that Hashem does. So, and they don't investigate the essence of this goodness. There are three things that prevent a person from recognizing the untold goodness and recognizing the enormous value, the depth, the essence of the goodness that Hashem's done for us, or is doing for us, for three reasons. We've spoken about this many times. Achas asibo is he. Is askusum harbe binyona ha'olam hazeh v'tanugov. We spend a lot of time dabbling with Olam HaZeh and its pleasures. You have to do a cheshbon and see how much time you spend on Olam HaZeh and how much time you spend on Olam HaBa. And then see how much time is spent in Olam Hazeh and how much time is spent on Olam Haba. And how much time a person spends on tavers, constant, for things that you'll never ever get. Fantasizing about things that you want and you spend hours on it, you'll never get it. Therefore, they don't have time or energy to think about and meditate on the enormous goodness that Hashem's giving them. Because their hearts are driven after their yearnings and desires to fulfill all their tithes and to fulfill all their yearnings. What's the problem? When you get there, you get there. Now you're happy. No, no. Because when you get to a certain level of attainment in Olam Hazeh, then what happens? Then you want the next level. You want what's above that. When the minute you achieve mana, you're off to the next one. Nobody ever said, oh, I made a million, that's it. I don't need more money. I'm cool. That's it. I'm retiring. I'm going to sit and learn. I'm fine. I've got it. And anybody that did that too, if you do, there might have been one, or there must be people that did that, but very, very few. People who once fulfilled a desire, a yearning, an anonymous that they had, said, that's it, fine, I don't need any more. That's it, I'm chilled, all good. There's no such thing, Raboy, so Chazal tell us. That's the type of person, if you don't work on that, that's what's going to happen. When you're busy focusing on what you don't have, when you're focusing on your lacks, then what you do have becomes insignificant. The enormous presence that Hashem gives us just get minimized. Then what do? You start looking at everybody else and what they've got, and you start thinking, yeah, because he's got it, I don't have it. And then you go one step further. The good that Hashem does give you, not just you don't recognize it, you start thinking that it's bad for you. They don't understand what Hashem's doing. Hashem's doing good for you, calls man. The Rosh, because of his gaiva, he doesn't need Hashem to take care of him, to do good for him. And therefore, he doesn't place any thought and any attention to the enormous good that Hashem's doing for him. And who's giving him the koich to do all these things is Hashem. I'm reading the Pischa Levi at the bottom. That's where the problem starts every time. You're looking for the nekuda of your problem. That's the disease of the generation. That's the disease that we suffer from more than anything. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You're going to get there. The pasuk guarantees you're going to get there. So now that you know you're going to get there, you can be prepared for it and work against it. That's what Shara Bechina does. It pops the bubble of koich v'yotzim yodi oisel yesachay lazeh. Translate that. Okay, after I've done it, you'll take out the pasuk and you go do it for yourself. The strength of my hand brought me the success. Or to put it into simple language, I done it. There was a good deal I did. Wow, I was very clever. Wow, you saw what I did. I'm a sharp. There was a good negotiation. There was a good idea. There was a good. I done it. There's no greater sakana in a person's life than koich v'etzim yodi oisel achaylas there. Why is there no greater sakana? Because that we saw, now that we've learned Shara B'tochen, we can go there and show off our bekiyas, yeah? In the beginning of Shara B'tochen, and I'm sorry to keep doing this, this has to be driven in. It doesn't go in. It goes, but it doesn't stay. It's the most frightening line I've ever seen anywhere in the Torah, anywhere. Right at the beginning of Shara B'Tochen, says the Chavim Salababas on that Dalet Shin, Shin and Dalet, if you want to go there. There's a famous of others. It's impossible to be freed up from worry except you have a tochen in Hashem. That's the first principle of the famous of others. If you don't trust Hashem, you trust him something. There's no such thing as a person who doesn't trust something. He trusts people, or Ba'ishra, he trusts his bank balance. There you see the word. He trusts his wisdom or his power. Look at that, man. So what's the problem with that? You have to trust something. Fine. So I trust the fact that I'm very good at this kind of business. I've got these, you know, I went to study to God. Well, what's wrong with that? Mabaya that I have koich veitzim yodi. So yeah, here's the line. Umisha batech b'mashu acha chutz mi Hashem. Somebody puts his trust in something other than Hashem. What's Hashem's response? You can find me four more frightening words than that. Hashem removes his hashgofa from the person, and he leaves you with what you trust. You trust the bank manager? Hashem says, you don't need me. You need bucks? You need the bank manager. You can trust the bank manager? He might even be alive tomorrow. What are you trusting? Tim says, you trust your bank manager? I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Don't come to me. You have to go to the bank manager because that's called ishtadlis. Torah tells you how to do ishtadlis. Same way as the Shara B'Tochen, the Shara ishtadlis. You have to know what ishtadlis is. We're not dealing with ishtadlis now. But you're trusting the bank manager? You're not going to the bank manager because you have to do ishtadlis, but you're trusting Hashem? Hashem says, I'm a busy guy. I've got lots of things to take care of. You could manage on your own. Gesundheit. May see hashgachosam min meno. Hashem removes his hashgach and says, you're on your own, brother. There's nothing more frightening than that. That's what koich avoytzim yodi does, Tuvia. When you're trusting your koich avoytzim yodi, Hashem says, oh, you can manage. So do. Cheers. See how you manage on your own for a while. And when you're boiling in a pot like Manasseh was, let me know and I'll come and help you. But in the meantime, you're on your own. That's a Chodesh Lavos tells us.
No, but can we say Koshin was Miyadi that I chose something? Because that is my choice. Hashem has left me with three choices.
In Bechira, I'm not discussing Bechira. Look, Kashrut to Bechira. Bechira is where you did an Aveira or you did a Mitzvah. I'm not talking about what you choose and don't choose. You're talking about in the world of Ishtadlus. You chose to do a certain business deal. Patrimony means is, you know why I was successful in this business deal? Because I done it.
So the fact that I chose good, because that came from me.
Once again, you're mixing up two stories. That's why I can't help you. Okay. You decided to put on tefillin this morning, as opposed to not putting on tefillin. That's bechira. As we said, having betochen there, you're an idiot. The Chovei Salavavah says, having betochen, it's not koich veitzim yodi. I had a bechira decision to make, and I did the right thing, not the wrong thing. No, that's your world. Yeah? You don't have betochen.
Okay, I did it good.
I made the correct, Bezrat Hashem, I made the correct Bechira decision.
Yes.
But there are very few areas in your life where you have Bechira. So it's so insignificant, we don't even deal with it so much. It's almost impossible to find Bechira decisions in your day-to-day existence. Contrary to what the Mesillas Yeshayim says, I'm not arguing with the Mesillas Yeshayim. That's another subject. That's Bechira. We're not talking Bechira now. Bechira is Bechira. We're talking about, I made a business deal, I made a lot of money. You know what? Because I'm a clever businessman. I'm a clever businessman. That's why that deal went through. Oh, I understand engineering. Yeah, this invention that I made. Whoa, you should see what I came up with. That's quite fair. So it's got nothing to do with whether you decided to do a mixer or not. That's your domain. That's where you're fighting your Yetzirah. Again, most areas you don't have Bechira. So, but when you have Bechira for sure, that's not included in this. He himself says in Shara B'Tochen, in the areas that your Bechira is your responsibility, having B'Tochen is foolishness. I don't know if I'll put on tefillin tomorrow. Whatever Hashem wants, that's what I'll do. Hashem decides. You just say, Hashem, you want to put on tefillin, you put on tefillin. That's not B'Tochen. That's idiocy. But it's your responsibility. Everywhere else where it's not your responsibility, that's Hashem.
Success in one's learning, where that place?
That's Hashem.
That's Hashem.
You can't learn. You can't understand one word of Gemara with your koich ve'etzim yodi. Everything you learn Torah and you understand is kulu nisim, kulu Hashem. You can pat yourself on your back because you put your rear end in the chair, which is not easy, and you stayed there for 10 minutes. That maybe you want to take pleasure in for sure. But it's not our subject now.
No, it's not our subject.
I didn't even put that in. No, Reb Shmuel's right. It gets even worse. There's a curse. It says, Aru hageva sheyiftoch ba'odom. Cursed is the man who trusts another man. You cursed. Besides the fact that Hashem's meisi ashgagoch menu, if that's not bad enough, shkoch for reminding me. Cursed. You're partial cursed. You work around with a curse on your head.
The doctor, not you.
Yeah, but said, you go to the doctor because Hashem said you go to the doctor, but you trust the doctor that you'll come out of the operating theater alive? See, if you trust the doctor, Hashem says, I'm not going in there. You don't need me. You trust the doctor, so trust the doctor. Boys, if you're honest with yourselves, we're very rochok from this. The first thought that goes through my mind when I'm sick or one of the kids are sick or whatever is, I need to call the doctor. I need to take for which medicine we're going to give together. That's the first thing we do.
Fine.
Your wife calls you up and says, Hannah's not feeling well. It's not our first reaction. First reaction is, what ishtadlus do I have to make? The first reaction is, he's the refer call. That's the first reaction. Okay, now I have to make ishtadlus, recognize the problem. Understand that Hashem can take care of this problem as well. And now, what's my ishtadlus? If I ever give him ishtadlus, I'll do whatever ishtadlus is supposed to do. We start with ishtadlus, and when that's not going so well, then we also make ishtadlus called bitochen. That's where, if you're honest with yourself, that's where we hold it. Okay. You have to work that out for yourself. I can't tell you where. I know where I'm holding. Bitochen is just another ishtadlus, which is far from true bitochen. Okay. Anyway, the reason why we don't spend too much time on bechina, the first reason is because we're too busy with Olam Hazeh. Now, it could be that your work, when you're going to work, that's also not Olam Hazeh. Your going to work could also be Olam Haba. If you understand what your work is, your work is Ishtadlis, you have a mitzvah to the Ishtadlis, whatever Ishtadlis is. And I'm at the office now because I'm Isaac in the mitzvah of Ishtadlis, of Chesed, of supporting the family, So that's cool Olam Haba. That's not Olam Hazeh. That's not going to interfere with your Bechina. But when it's, I'm at the office because I got to make bucks and I'm doing and I'm wheeling and I'm dealing and time for mincha, yeah, but I haven't got time for mincha because the lawyer's coming now. So then that's called Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba. You have to be honest with yourself and check where you're holding. Do you leave Shachris early in the morning because you've got a business meeting? Again, I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm just saying those are the areas where you check out where your koich ve'etzim yodi is in the picture or not. You miss morning Seder because I have to go. I know people that won't go to a doctor if it's going to interfere with their learning. That's some darga, yeah? Because everybody knows you have to get an appointment with a doctor. It's not so simple. Yeah? It's not simple to get an MRI appointment, an X-ray appointment, a blood test, a doctor's appointment. You can wait 3-4 months to get a doctor's appointment. So you get a doctor's appointment at 11 o'clock in the morning. You take it or not. I know people that won't take the doctor's appointment. I've never seen them suffer from it. I know a certain person. The doctor's appointment was a year. I was personally involved in the story. The doctor's appointment was a year in advance. With a bit of protection, he got an appointment at 12 o'clock in 3 days' time. Yeah? Middle of morning, safe. So I can't take that appointment. I said, are you crazy? No, I didn't say that. I talk to people like that. About, are you crazy? You're going to wait a year for the minute. It wasn't a small appointment. It was serious. It wasn't like, take a few aspirin and call me in the morning. It was much a serious issue. It's dealt with. Clear story. Nothing interferes with that. So I was like, this guy's nuts, but whatever, I'll try and help him. Yeah? He got an appointment at 8 o'clock in the evening the next day. Because when you mat pit and you put your foot down, now again, I'm not telling you what to do. You have to ask your own child. You have to check. Not anybody's holding them. That's a very high level. Clear eating the toast, clear the toilet. Tefillah is tefillah. I know somebody won't leave tefillah till he's going to finish nice. What's going on? He'll miss the plane. He's got a plane to catch. So make sure you dive in early or whatever. You missed the whatever.
covered. And he got to the plane. The plane was delayed. There's many stories like that. If you mukpid, if you hold yourself down, then that all becomes Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. But if it's Koich Ve'etzim Yodi, that means I'm going to close my siddur to go to a business deal. One second. Who's helping you in the business deal, Hashem, or are you doing it yourself? If it's coming from Shtiyat Dishmai and from Ashgocha, then it's coming from Hashem. So David, these are hard Nisoidis, by the way. I'm talking to myself here. I know what this is. Oh, pshut. But you'll see, that's where the Yetzer is at his strongest. This fine point between Koich Ve'etzim Yodi and trusting in Hashem, that's a hard, hard battle. Is Lo Pshut. That's why we're learning. We're trying to even upgrade our level.